And the Gators unable to score on that attempt, and the Penguins come back the other way. Jackson has it, inbound to Fromm. Fromm puts up a right-hander, no good. So now the Penguins with a few opportunities, unable to convert, and the Gators again have the ball on offense. Leslie Miller will pull up for a three, and she drains it. Decides she didn't have any defense on her at the time, pulls up and nails that one for three, and that's going to make it a 5-4 Gator advantage early on.
Yeah, Leslie Miller, one of the lone seniors out there for the Gators, really showing her her advantage.
So Selfridge has the ball now for the Penguins. Jennifer Jackson looking for a net, cutting Ashley Fromm. A brilliant pass. Fromm brings it down, then goes up strong, puts it in for two more for the Penguins. 6-5 now the score. 16 minutes left in this first half. The Gators looking to post up number 24, Crystal Mays, the freshman forward. Unable to score again as Nolan pulls down the rebound and brings the ball back up for the Penguins. He finds the cutting Olivia Williams, and she puts it in for two. Excellent hustle by Olivia Williams, not only gathering rebounds, but working hard to be in the right place at the right time.
DU really showing their speed and endurance out there right now.
13 controls. Crystal Mays, who's a drop-off pass, a beautiful drop-off to number 30, Leslie Miller. And another cut gives Leslie Miller 5 points early on. 8-5, Penguins lead. Jackson looking for Fromm, pass intercepted by Crystal Mays, who now takes it all the way up court by herself, drops it off for number 13, who puts it in for two. A nice job there by the forward, running the floor, controlled the ball nearly the whole way, dropped it behind her head to the point guard who was following the shot, and she puts it in and makes it 8-7 for the Gators. For now 9-8 Gators as they update the scoreboard. Seltenridge controls the ball as Whale and Chardonnay Nelson look to check in at the next break in action. Olivia Williams drives, puts the ball up off the glass, and it's no good. A nice try, but just a little too hard off the glass. Gators ball. And controlled by the point guard. And now swung to Leslie Miller, who again pull up from three from the same spot. She hits it again. Leslie Miller must be feeling it tonight. That's two nice three-pointers straight through the net.
You better stop her before she starts getting hot.
Absolutely. 12-8, Gators. Nice form on those shots by Miller. Squares up, elbows firm down on her shoulders, and drains both shots. Destiny Nolan has it now. Penguins, a lot of standing around. The offense looking a little stagnant early on. Olivia Williams gets the ball for three free throw line where she misses. The rebound, however, pulled down by Fromm. That's two more points by Fromm. Excellent job by Fromm in close thus far in the ballgame. And now looking for Crystal Mays in the post. She puts it up with the right hand, too hard off the glass, rebounded by the Penguins. 14 minutes left in the first half, 12-10, Gators over the Penguins at the moment. Williams has it at the right elbow. She's double-teamed, kicks out to Seltenrich, who will bring it back around. Jennifer Jackson will drive, kicks it cross-court to Seltenrich, and now to Williams. Five on the shot clock. Penguins are going to have to hurry. They turn the ball over. Gators have it. Number 13, the point guard, runs all the way up court, puts it up, has to double clutch because of the defender, Seltenrich, but able to put it in for two. Nice control there. 14-10, Gator advantage. Penguins have it. And again, they turn the ball over. Number 13, the point guard, has it, and she'll drive again, looking for a teammate, but she'll pull up from six, unable to make this one.
Yeah, right now, D's just playing sloppy defense, so Coach Mitchell needs to take a timeout, which he has, to gather his team back together.
So early on, the hot shooting of the Gators is the story. Penguins also able to score on second-chance opportunities, but unable to really get the offense going thus far in the ball game. And so, the Penguins huddle up, and their coach has some words for them, Brett Mitchell, gathering the team around, telling them to stay with it and just stick a hand in the face and stop, try and deny the fast break opportunities, which have got the Gators off to an early quick start here.
Yeah, they were doing good at the beginning of this game, but now they're starting to get a little lazy, so they really need to slow it down, play their game, and not play sloppy basketball.
Substitutions now into the game for the Gators. Number 00, also not listed on the roster. She looks like she stands about 5'7". Whether it's Destiny Nolan or Lola Brown who controls the ball, she should have a height advantage over her defender. The ball stolen again by number 23, who's unlisted. And this time, San Francisco State will go to the line as Cole Grimm able to drive through the lane, and she's hit on the arm as she goes up for a shot, and that'll be two shots. Bends her knees and releases the ball. First one is no good. Not the crowd we've seen for the last two games against Holy Names and Pacific Union. Just under halfway full would one side of the bleachers be here at Conlin if everyone is put in the same section. So now a full court pressure put on by the Gators. Well, struggles to get it up court as she finds her teammate, Lola Brown, who now controls the ball. Brown looking for an open teammate. SF State all over the Penguins so far, hands in their faces, not able to get good looks at shots. Again, the shot clock ticks to five. Lola Brown drives, and she's rejected by Grimm, but referee says too much contact, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Lola Brown, definitely one of the most athletic players on the DU team.
And she'll step to the line to shoot two. Quick one dribble, and the first shot is in. Score now 15-11, Gators over the Penguins. 12 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in the first half. Mary Crocker will check in as the second free throw is good for Brown. Destiny Nolan will rest. Something I noticed looking at the roster, Mary Crocker, the tallest player on the Penguins at 6'3", has at least a 4-inch height advantage on any of the tallest members of San Francisco. So perhaps they'll look to Crocker in the post and see if they can get some easy points that way. So SF State controls now. Ball's passed into Grimm, who finds double zero, who will now dribble back out. She's guarded by Whale on the right wing. Pass inside to Grimm, who finds her teammate at the free throw line. She's able to put in two. That's Farron Lewis, the guard forward out of the senior out of Walnut Creek, stands 5'10", and was able to knock that jumper down with ease. Took a good look at the basket and nailed it. Now the Penguins have it back. Nelson controls, who just entered the ball game. Penguins looking for a post and able to get it. Lola Brown will drive through three yellow shirts of San Francisco State and puts it in for the right hand. Excellent move there. A little jump stop through the lane. Controlled it the whole time. 17-14 Gators. Ball held now by Leslie Miller. He's already hit two threes and a two-point field goal. And now San Francisco will drive. And that's Farron Lewis. And that's just too easy. Went right through the Penguins defense. Coach can't be happy about that one. 19-14, visitors, 5-point advantage, 11 minutes, 15 seconds left to play in this first half.
Penguins seem to have underestimated their opponent right now. They're just playing sloppy ball.
It does appear that way. Mary Crocker finds a cutting charging to Nelson and drops it off right where it should be, chest late. Nelson controls it, puts it in for two. A nice assist there by Crocker. 19-16, San Francisco State advantage. Grimm finds Ashley on the wing. Leslie, that would be. Ball stolen. Lola Brown all the way to the basket. Didn't quite have her feet under her. She went up for the layup. It was a little bit short. No good. Here's SF State back up court in a hurry. Too quickly, as it would seem. That's a traveling call. Ball turned over. Will be Penguins ball. So Crocker sets the sideline here as she had just ended the game. And as we mentioned, the height advantage, they should be able to score some baskets in low tonight if they can find Crocker. Nelson has the ball on the right wing. Olivia Williams holds it, her favorite spot, right around the elbow line free throw. No good, but it's followed up by Whale, who gets the ball, and there's a loose ball foul.
Whale just got smacked in the head as she came down with the rebound.
So that will be an inbound. Nelson at the baseline looks for a cutting Whale. She's denied, so she'll inbound to Lola Brown at the top of the key. Inside to Crocker now. Ball's taken away. Crocker wasn't looking around. Fortunately, went off the defender's foot, and Penguins get able to take control of the ball again. Here's Whale for three from top of the key, and it's good. Smooth as silk. That's 3 points for the Penguins.
Whale, definitely one of the best three-point shooters on the DU team.
And she had a great look at that one. It's double zero now controlling for the Gators. Finds Leslie Miller, who will drive, and now she goes up. It's blocked by Lola Brown, who continues on, and she's found down the floor, and that's an easy layup. as she blocked, she knew she could get up court, and her teammate found her, and there's two more points for the Penguins. Nice move there by Brown, 21-19. Penguins back on top with 9:38 left in the first half. Double zero finds Grimm in the post, and she moves around Crocker and puts it in for two. A nice post move. Good footwork there to get around Mary Crocker. Inbound to Brown. She'll bring it up slow. As she gets past half court now, throws it back to Nelson. Looking for Williams in the post. Now thrown cross court to Chardonnay. She drives into the lane and puts it up through some contact. A nice shot there, able to remain concentration. And a nice basket there for Chardonnay Nelson. 23-21 is your score. Leslie Miller looks to isolate again. A screen is set. And she'll find Grimm back in the post. A little pick and roll action there. And Grimm, another basket, puts it in off the glass. And she was practicing those moves in practice today, those turnaround bank shots. And it looks like it's paid off here early on. Nelson to Brown. And she finds Crocker now in the post, who puts it up right into the bottom of the backboard. Rebound whale.
Great pass by Brown. Just Crocker's a little bit underneath the basket.
Ball stolen again by number 23. And she'll travel as she brings it up court. A little too excited, looking to find her cutting teammate. And she takes too many steps.
Yeah, she needed to do a jump stop and a pass there, not a walk and a pass.
Back into the game now is Ashley Fromm, and she'll give Olivia rest. Olivia Williams, her first rest of this ball game. Got the wrong emphasis on the syllable there. Whale now controls the ball for the Penguins. She finds Chardonnay Nelson, finds an open Lola Brown for three, kicks it out, and that's good. Another nice three-point opportunity for the Penguins. Squared up and took it and drained it right there. Double zero controls into a post player, and it's good. Bank shot. That was Farron Lewis again. Second basket she's gotten with the turnaround off the glass, and the coach did stress in practice during warm-ups to use the glass when you're in close. Lola Brown drives inside, finds a cutting Crocker. Crocker goes up strong. She's fouled. She'll be rewarded two shots at the free throw line. Just under 8 minutes left to play. What do you see going on so far in this game, Sunny?
You know, not too much good things. Both teams are playing kind of sloppy basketball. They really need to set up and take their time.
Crocker, the first shot, and it's all net. One more remaining. Crocker, who wears the 21, playing center as a freshman here at Dominican. SF State waiting to inbound. Same lineup on the floor. 13 now, inbounds to double zero. Lola Brown put on a little full court pressure as she's guarding double zero. Now, Penguins executing the half-court trap, and it does force a turnover already, as successful as it was against Pacific Union. Lola Brown up the court in a hurry, looking to make something happen, but is blocked well by double zero. Kick out to Whale, and that's another three. Whale's feeling it tonight. She's got the touch. As Sunny said, one of the better three-point shooters on the team just hit another one. 31-25 Penguins. Double zero will take a three, and that one is nearly good. But no good. Rebounded by 13, puts it in off the glass, and that's not good. Penguins up the court now. Lola Brown looking to push it. Cannot gather the pass, however. It's out of bounds. Turnover.
Lola just simply went to run without the ball. That's why it slipped past through her hands.
SF State will restart. Crowd very quiet tonight. SF State attacking the southern hoop tonight. Whale takes the ball away from double zero, who held it right out in front of her. She said, yes, I'll take it, and she brings it back up court for the Penguins. Lola Brown has it on the right side now. Chardonnay Nelson up top. Back to Brown. Pump fake. Pulls back out to Nelson around the free throw line. Whale will shoot again. Off the left rim, no good this time from just inside the three-point arc. Score remains 31-25. The shot no good by SF State, rebounded by Grimm, and she'll go to the free throw line. Farron Lewis put it up. The second chance points, no one boxed out Grimm, and she'll go to the free throw line for two more. She's been able to score quite easily thus far in the game in the post against Dominican.
Yeah, that foul was on Chelsea.
First free throw is good. Olivia Williams and Destiny Nolan re-enter the game for the Penguins. And Leah Sabado enters the game. The junior from Los Angeles will make her first few minutes of the game in the first half for the Gators. Second free throw is good for Grimm. And she's been a key player early on for San Francisco State. Lola Brown plays the point now for Dominican. DU still not moving the ball with regularity or running any clear set offense. No one calling out plays yet. Lola Brown will drive, and she is able to put it in for two. And there's another easy driving basket. One thing the Penguins can look to do in this game is drive, and they figured it out early on, and something they can go back to for the remnants of this ball game. 6 minutes left in the first half. And there's a layup, no good, for Leah Sabado, who just ended the game. Rebound, Olivia Williams. Back up the court are the Penguins. Fromm has it, and she looks to go inside, and she's deflected. Penguins still control the ball, and they'll slow it down. Pass nearly turned over, looking for Williams at the free throw line. Brown will hold. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Fromm recognizes now, passes to Whale, who will drive, kick out to Fromm. Fromm for three, and it's good. Looks like she might have had a foot on the line, but the referee raises both hands. That's 3 points for the Penguins.
Yeah, it's not often you get to see a post player shooting from the three-point line.
She definitely extended the defense on that one, showing her range, stepping back, and making a clutch shot to bail out DU in that scenario. Another three on the way. No good this time for Leslie Miller, who had already hit two. This one not close, but from 2 feet behind the three-point line, just a little too far out for that opportunity. Nolan has it for the Penguins. To Whale, swings it left to Brown now. Williams cuts through the lane. The pass is too high, unable to control it. Turnover, SF State back the other way. 13 drives again, and she draws the foul. Nice move there to initiate the contact. Almost able to make the shot, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. Jennifer Jackson about ready to check in after the first free throw. 36-27. 4 minutes, 39 seconds left in the first half of play. First free throw, no good for 13. Jennifer Jackson will replace Lola Brown, who is greeted by her teammates with high fives. Second free throw on the way, as Seltenrich will head to the scorer's table. Second free throw, no good. And, oh, they didn't box out Grimm. You got to remember to box out on the low block. And the 2 points given up after the two missed free throws. 36-29 Penguins. Looking to get the ball up court through some pressure. Whale has it. A lot of standing around still for the Penguins. No one cutting or setting screens. Nolan has it up top. She'll look to drive, but good defense is met by double zero. Puts up a wild shot. No good. Too hard. SF State has the ball back. Double zero. Looking to isolate. Now finds a teammate. 13 on the right wing. Ball pumped inside now to Farrah Lewis. And a kick out. And another three, no good, by Leslie Miller, who has cooled off since she made her first three baskets in this game. Jennifer Jackson holds. To Fromm. Not much ball movement for the Penguins. A few passes. Looking to get everyone involved. Jennifer Jackson. Back to Nolan. Again, the shot clock a factor. 7 seconds. Here comes Fromm now into the middle. Pulls up too hard. But she gets a couple favorable bounces. Still doesn't go in. Rebounded by Grimm of the Gators. And she's doing a great job of boxing out, as opposed to the Penguins, who are giving up second chance right now. Double zero pulls up just inside the three-point line. And she mails it too. A nice shot there as she's playing good defense. So the Penguins got to look to stop the production players of the Gators, who are doing their roles early on in this one. Nolan has it. Jackson to Williams, who's turned around, not met by a defender, realizes it, faces up, and nails the jumper from just inside 15. 38-31. 7-point lead for the Penguins. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left. Well, defensively at the point right now. Penguins tightening up their defense now. Realizing they have to guard Miller on the wing, Nolan tightens up her D, and it's pumped inside to Grimm, who will turn around and shoots over the top of Ashley Fromm. You gotta stick your hands up. Gotta be a tree. That's like they taught you in fundamentals. So, Jennifer Jackson controls now for the Penguins, kicked away off. Well, looks inside to Wilson. The ball's tipped away again. The Penguins a little bit careless early on.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to force the ball too much to Olivia right now.
It does appear that way, forcing passes inside where they're not available. 2 minutes left in the first half. Penguins still on top despite that, 38-33. Jennifer Jackson calls out the play now, waiting for an off-ball screen. It's set. Williams now controls it. Whale has it. 10 seconds. Again, nothing happening. We're going to have to force a shot. Williams drives inside, and feet not set by the defender. Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, the Lady Penguins are just not moving well without the ball tonight.
Back into the game. Seltenrich, Crocker, and Chardonnay Nelson. They're going to call a charge now. They're going to say that her feet were set, so SF State is going to inbound with 1:42 left on the clock. It seemed like she was sliding her feet. The referee decided, since the ball control was out of control, to in fact send this one the other way. Clock ticking now. 00 brings it across. The Penguin emblem here at half court at Conlin Recreational Center. Finds Grimm at the high post. She's looking for a teammate. 13 will pull up. She decides to pass now inside. And that's another nice assist to Farron Lewis. And the SF State establishing their post players early on in this one. The turnaround jump shots have been key, banking them off the glass, getting at least half their points in the paint. Seltenrich will take a three, and that one's good. And the hot shooting by the Penguins has really been a saving grace early in this first half.
Yeah, there hasn't been much scoring except for outside the arc tonight.
And those three-point shots have kept the Penguins not only in the game, but a six-point advantage at the moment as we're just under 1 minute left in the first half. 13 has it. 00 will shoot again. A nice arc on that shot. However, not able to rein that one home. Rebounded by Seltenrich. Penguins up the court. We'll see if they go for a two-for-one here. Almost an 18 seconds difference on the shot clock. Second chance. Williams pulls down the missed shot by Crocker, but it's out of bounds to SF State. 36.7 left on the clock. Let's see if they pull out and hold for one, or if the Penguins will get one more opportunity in the first half. I want to let you know, fans, Danny Hogger and Sonny Castro with you tonight on the broadcast, radio.dominican.edu. That's your official home of Dominican University of California and Penguin Athletics. We'll be with you a few minutes once we go to halftime for some statistical analysis, and we'll bring you back before the second half. So stay with us, and thank you for joining us tonight. 20 seconds left on the clock. Grimm has it. And here comes Leslie Miller again. She dumps it out to 13 and finds a cutter. It's no good. Ball deflected. And they're going to call a foul now. I believe it's on Lola Brown. It is. They're going to call a reach-in. She drew contact on the arm looking for that steal. That is the fourth team foul on Dominican, so we won't see the bonus in this half. SF State inbounds and a quick turnaround shot. Farron Lewis, a turnaround one-hand floater over the top of her defender. Another nice play. The points in the paint have been key in this one. Lola Brown drives, clock ticking. She draws the foul. With 4.8 left, 41-35 the score. They're going to say it's before the shot, however, so Chardonnay Nelson will inbound. Nelson looking. Finds Crocker, who's unguarded. Oh, and she misses the shot off the back rim. That was a gimme. And I bet she wishes she could have that one back, and that'll get us to the first half.
Yeah, wide open Crocker. There's no excuse for missing that shot. Nobody around her should have made that bank shot.
And that'll take us to halftime with your score, 41-35, and we will be right back in just a few minutes on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for being with us tonight. And we'll be right back.
Kiss me in the pouring rain. me again. Kiss me, just one more time.
I was gonna go right now. That'd be cool. I'll bring you in, don't worry.
And bringing it back to you, live, Conlon Recreational Center. We're here at halftime, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official home of Dominican University of California. Tonight's game, San Francisco State Lady Gators against your Dominican Lady Penguins. And the first half score, 41-37, for those of you who are just joining us, all you kids in Pinafore, and like Marnie and all you that are listening, thanks for listening to everyone at home, the families and friends of the players. It's been a pretty good offensive matchup so far. As we look at the score, Dominican with a 4-point lead, both teams shooting a very high percentage. In the first half, the San Francisco State Gators, 16 of 30 from the field, shooting 53%, very good. And the Penguins also 16 of 31 at 52%. So just a shade under. Both teams not running much offense, but getting good shots, partly and due to lack of defense. So as a contrast, where the Penguins had won the last game by a 68-point margin due to the turnovers and steals that they forced, tonight are having to do it on the offensive end. First half keys to the game, Leslie Miller played nearly the entire half, 19 minutes, and she had 8 points on 3 of 7 shooting, including 2 from beyond the arc. Also key, Farron Lewis was destroying the Penguins in the post, shot 4 for 8, 8 points, and she'll be key if she can continue to score easily in the low post. And also Chloe Grimm, the center for San Francisco State, 4 of 5, 11 points and 6 rebounds. A nice half for Grimm, and also did a very good job preventing inside scoring for the Penguins. On the other end, Olivia Williams had 6 points in the first half, but also brought down 9 rebounds and was very, very active in that first half. Lola Brown, playing 9 minutes, had 13 points, went 5 of 6. And while she was in there, she forced a few turnovers, though she didn't get credited for the steal as she poked away a few balls. And also, in that first half, Chelsea Whale had 6 points on 2 shots made. 11 minutes played well in that first half. She did a good job slowing down the point guards of San Francisco State Gators. And the rebounding margin, Dominican out-rebounded San Francisco State 16-14, but also turned the ball over 2 more times than the Gators, 11-9. What did you see in that first half, Sonny?
Well, just to mention about the rebounds, I think we might have out-rebounded them, but I think they definitely out-rebounded us offensively. They got a lot of offensive rebounds where we weren't there, so we really got to work on boxing out and being inside of our man, because you just can't let that happen otherwise. With a close game like this, you don't want to see anything like that happen. It seemed like both teams were playing a little bit of sloppy basketball. If they both pick it up, of course, if DU picks it up and just gets their game together and starts playing at their pace, then they'll have no problem winning this game.
That's a very good point right there. When you give away those second chance opportunities, you work so hard, put so much effort into stopping the initial play, and then when you give them up like that, not only is it easy points, it's also very disheartening to your defense. So we'll see what happens in the second half, and we're just about ready to inbound, as it will be controlled by San Francisco State, now moving towards the northern basket. Dominican will begin on defense. Wayal Brown, from Williams, and Nolan on the floor, and the same starting five for San Francisco State as they did, with the exception of number 00, who had an excellent first half. She'll start in place of her teammate, number 13, who was Sandar Hernandez. Maria Orozco is number 00, was 1 for 3 in the first half, but also did a very good job defensively. And an early turnover will give the ball to the Penguins. She tripped and fell out of bounds, and DU will now take the ball. So having pointed out the keys to the game, why don't we point out that in the second half, I think it's going to be important to stop and slow down Leslie Miller, who's shown she can isolate whenever she needs to, as well as the aggressive post players of the Lady Gators. And for the Penguins, I think the key is for Olivia Williams to stay active and stay involved in this Penguin offense. As Penguins swing around the ball, Olivia Williams has the ball and finds Chelsea Whale, who drives on the right side and puts it in nicely under the defender's flying arms. A nice job of keeping her composure and putting that one in off the glass. 43-37 for the Penguins. Now a double team of double zero, who did a great job, I think, of playing point in the first half. I think that's why Coach Joaquin Wallace decided to go with her over her teammate starting out the second half.
Seems to be a lot more intensity coming off the Penguin bench. Also, just the Penguins out there seem to play with a lot more fear.
Definitely not overlooking the importance of the challengers tonight. And there's a shot missed but put in by Grimm's second chance. Lewis missed the initial opportunity. Grimm, another offensive rebound, as you pointed out, Sonny.
Chelsea with a good box out, but just Grimm, too tall, just reached right over Chelsea's back.
And the ball is nearly stolen. The Penguins have to do a better job of protecting the ball in this second half. It's anybody's game still. Anyone can take this game. It's going to be who makes less mistakes, I think. Wilson turns around. Free throw line jump shot is no good. That's usually very good range for her. This one doesn't go in. Back to the Gators. Ball held by Crystal Mays. She drives now. Left side. Hard off the glass. No good. Knocks down Ashley Fromm. No whistle. And the ball stolen by Lola Brown at half court. Nearly turned over, and she's able to recover it. Nearly had the ball taken away from her. Fromm has it now. Lola Brown. Looking for a slashing Ashley Fromm. Unable to get the ball to her. Finds Whale on the left side, who takes a three with a hand in her face. No good. And here comes Leslie Miller. She'll decide to pull up and take it. Too hard, but she's fouled by Olivia Williams.
Williams with a good foul.
And, sir, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. I would say it's a good thing that Miller didn't make that.
Yes, a very good move by Miller. She's shown that she feels like she has the confidence to go inside or outside with the ball. See how she is as a free throw shooter. A nice form straight through the net. As she has some words with her teammate point guard, Jennifer Jackson will come back into the game, replacing Chelsea Whale. And Whale walks to the bench. The bench players greet her. They do appear to have more energy in the second half, possibly trying to jack up their teammates for the second half. Rebounded by Fromm. A nice box out there. Second free throw is no good by Leslie Miller. Ball swung around the perimeter. Jennifer Jackson gives it back to Lola Brown, and an ill-advised pass to the free throw line is picked off again. And back the other way is that key player, Leslie Miller. And she's going to be a scoring threat if she's going to be able to get out in the open floor. She's going to be tough to stop. She's shown she has foot speed and the technique to get into the lane, draw a foul, or put in the basket. So here come the Penguins now. They've got to do a better job of protecting the ball. Williams has it to Fromm. Almost thrown overhead. Ball's rejected by Grimm. Penguins lose it. Double Zero has it. And it's a jump ball call. As Double Zero is holding it over her head, Nolan tries to rip it away, and that's a jump ball call. Stay, DU ball. And here comes into the game Chardonnay Nelson. She'll replace Ashley Fromm. Nice aggressiveness by Fromm there. Tries to take the ball away, and instead of a turnover, the Penguins remain in possession. Jackson surveys the floor. Ball's nearly picked off at midcourt. Here comes Destiny Nolan, who drives a nice left hand release, puts it in with the shot clock nearly expiring. Nice bailout for the Penguins right there. So it's now controlled again by Double Zero. That's Maria Orozco. Orozco clearly the shortest on the floor for her team. Ball stolen away by Lola Brown. She has it now. Dribbles behind her back. Slows it down. Nearly thrown away. Jennifer Jackson controls. Looking for a teammate. No one moving around, and it's thrown out of bounds. Again, just mishandled by her teammate, and another unforced turnover there for the Penguins.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the entire team ate popcorn before they came here, but everyone definitely has butterfingers right now.
Absolutely. Inbound to Orozco. She wears a wristband on the left arm. And she's dribbling so quick sometimes, it's hard to find her. On the floor, she moves very quickly. Tough to stop. Leslie Miller's pass is deflected and stolen by Olivia Williams. And there's that effort she's had all night. Williams very active with her hands and very aware of what's going on both ends of the floor. Double team now, and a foul's called as they reach all over Jennifer Jackson right there. The foul is on number 24, Crystal Mays. Mary Crocker will re-enter, giving Lola Brown a rest as she's been forced up and down the last few. The pace has picked up a little bit in this game. Both teams looking to dominate with their offense, and neither really getting in rhythm so far in this game. 16 minutes left, 45-42 Dominican. Jackson surveys. Penguins still not running plays. Looking like they just passed until they get a good shot and throwing another careless pass. This turnover is Mary Crocker. Back the other way, a push foul as number 30, Leslie Miller, up the court in a hurry, falls down. fouls on Nelson. Timeout wide. That's the Penguins. They'll take a quick timeout, and so will we. And we'll go to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back with you. Radio.Dominican.edu. In that last time out, I think Coach Mitchell was telling his team to try and deny the fast break opportunities, but most of all, not to let them have those fast breaks by taking better care of the ball. Ball's back into play now. Stolen. Jennifer Jackson up the court in a hurry. Finds a cutting Chardonnay Nelson. Back to Jackson. A nice pass. Double clutch. Too hard off the rim. Oh, and unfortunate. Unable to convert on that opportunity. Ball back up the court. Deflected by Nolan. Out. Ball's bobbling all over the place. And now, SF State will control. And here's another three on the way. No good. And ever since she's made those two threes, Leslie Miller has been unable to score. Chardonnay Nelson looking to isolate. And she hands to Crocker. Off the glass and in. A nice lay-in by Crocker. And a nice job by Nelson to find her post-player partner. That's the second time that they've found each other and connected. If the Penguins can score inside, that'll make this game a little bit easier to win. And back to Grimm for the first time this half. And it's good. Grimm, very comfortable down there in the post, turning around and making the shot. And caught sleeping on defense are the Gators because of a pass thrown ahead to Nolan. She's able to walk right in for two more points, 49-44. 5-point lead for Dominican with 15 minutes left to play in the second half of action. Thank you for being with us tonight, radio.dominican.edu. And here's a cutting, and that's another basket, another nice pass, this one. Finds the hands of Leslie Miller once again. She's able to score. She's very active. She's playing most of this game, showing she has the endurance to get around the floor and get to where she needs to be to score. Nelson is controlling the ball at the moment for the Penguins. He finds Jackson. Olivia Williams looking to post, but she's denied. So Jackson will drive right around and puts up a right-hander. It's no good. Thought she could do it all on her own there. And now she steals the ball in the backcourt, and she's... Oh, and she's called for traveling, but she's already on the ground. That's a tough call for Jackson, who put in a good effort there to try and get the ball away from SF State.
Yeah, I don't know how they could be traveling when the girl had her in a chokehold.
Absolutely. That's a questionable call at best. So we'll tell you right now, we want to thank all the fine sponsors who bring you radio.dominican.edu and help bring you Penguin Basketball. U.S. Bank or Coldwell Banker, 7-Up, Sunny Castro, sipping one right now, Marin Independent Journal, and Enterprise Car Rentals. More to come at the next stoppage of play. Roscoe controls for San Francisco State, and she finds Leslie, who holds now. Leslie Miller touches the ball nearly every time down court for the Penguins. She has it at the moment. Looking for Grimm, it's deflected, no good. Selmerich steals the ball. And so now, Jennifer Jackson controls the ball for Dominican. That's actually Lola Brown. Mary Crocker up top to set a screen. Drives and takes a shot, and she's blocked by Grimm. She'll go again, and she's blocked. This time, draws the foul from Grimm. And so to the line now is Lola Brown. First shot up, and it's good. Also, we want to thank all the fine shops at the Montecito Plaza, T&B Sports, Bon Appetit, the caterer here at Dominican University, U.S. Trust, Salute, Authentica Cucina Italiana, 24 Hour Fitness, and Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Second free throw, no good, 50-46. Penguin advantage, and here come San Francisco State Gators. Three-pointer, no good, and she has really cooled off, has Leslie Miller. She has no hesitation in taking those shots, but they're just simply not falling for her at this point in the ballgame. Ball thrown away by the Penguins, looking for Olivia Williams. The pass was intended, but she just wasn't where the pass was. 50-46, 13 minutes left to play in this ballgame. Fans now with a little noise from the crowd. Orozco takes a three. No good. Rebounded. Second chance opportunities are killing the Penguins. Crystal Mays brings it back down. And this time the freshman says, look what I found. Puts it back in for two. Penguins back up the court in a hurry. Almost turn it over again. Seltenrich is trapped. Finds Mary Crocker. Crocker to Nelson. And Nelson is called for carrying the ball. And unfortunate, another unforced turnover there for the Penguins. What do you think are the keys for the rest of this game with a two-point lead, Sonny?
DU really just has to box out. They're really just letting the Alligators get too many second chance attempts out there.
Orozco has it. Leslie Miller has it now, and she throws the ball away. She's looking for a give and go, and there was a careless pass, almost turned over. Recovered. And she'll take another three. No good. Air ball. Misses everything. And unfortunately for the Penguins, it's rebounded by Farrah Lewis, who was a big force in the first half. 2 points.
Yeah, not even rebounded, but a straight pass to her.
Absolutely.
Maybe the air ball was planned.
This game is tied at 50 points apiece. A full timeout. So we will take a break also with you on our network side. Thanks for listening to us today. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll go to a short break. And we'll be back with you. Back. Radio.dominican.edu is the station we broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The best mix, Indian Untimed Music, as well as Penguin Athletics, as we bring you tonight. DHX, Danny Hogger, and Sonny Castro here with you. Happy to be bringing you this game live as the Penguins have the ball in the quarter court. Crocker's double teamed and the ball's turned over. Orozco takes it away, and here she comes.
Crocker just a little weak with that ball. She really needs to bring it in and protect it.
And here comes, again, Leslie Miller, who does touch the ball. They look for her as a primary scoring option in the second half, even though she has gone cold. And there's traveling called on Crystal Mays. Takes too many steps trying to get around her defender, and the Penguins will have the ball once again. In that last timeout, Brett Mitchell speaking very frankly with his team that if they don't start manning up, boxing out, this game is going to slip out of their control, as the ball just slipped out of Lola Brown's control. Ball stolen, and here comes a fast break. Two more points, Leslie Miller. And even though her shot not falling, not stopping her from the hustle points, running the break, and her teammates understand and find her, and that's another basket on the fast break. Fromm walks to check into this game momentarily at the next stoppage of play. Seltenrich, a cross-court pass to Whale, and back to Lola Brown on top. Whale on the side, 4-3. On the way, no good, off the rim and out. Mary Crocker almost has the rebound, but it slips over her hands. She's not able to control this one. And it'll go back to SF State. And Crocker goes to the bench.
Do you hoping that Fromm can get him a little bit of momentum going out there, being one of their starting guards? Starting forwards, excuse me.
Orozco will dribble up the court now. Past the Penguins' emblem, and she calls out this. And will wait for the play to develop. And the ball ripped away by Lola Brown. Up the court in a hurry. She drives now, sticks up the left hand, and she's fouled. She'll get a chance for one more from the line. A nice effort there by Brown. She drove to the basket, got right around her defender. A difficult shot, made it look easy, and she'll have a chance for the three-point conversion, as Olivia Williams will give Chardonnay Nelson a rest on the bench. 10:51 mark.
Yeah, it seems Brown has definitely been on for her free throws tonight.
And as she says that one drops. Orozco is met by Lola Brown at quarter court. The The pressure is nothing, though. Roscoe's really quick, not having trouble with that Dominican pressure. Oh, number 23 steps on the line, and that's an error and a turnover. That was Bobby Walden, the first time we'd mentioned her. She has played 5 minutes only in the first half, but she was able to rip away a few steals. But she steps on the line there, and that'll be a turnover. She has her hair tipped iced red, and she's on the floor guarding Chelsea Whale at the moment. Here's Seltrich now. She swings right to Fromm, who'll take a foot on the line. Long shot, no good. Rebounded by Lola Brown, falling out of bounds. Saves it to Fromm. 3 seconds in the key. No, they're going to say it was a timeout called first. Timeout, Penguins. Another full timeout. And so on that mark, we will again take a very short break and be right back with you here. Radio.dominican.edu, the official home of Dominican Penguins. And once again, we return to you, DHX Danny Hogger and Sonny Castro. We're your broadcast crew for tonight's matchup between San Francisco State and Dominican. Loyal is set to inbound here with a smile on her face. She's looking for Seltrich, and she finds her on the wing. 13 on the shot clock, coming out of another full timeout. Looking to get under control and secure a lead for the rest of the game. Whale has it. It's deflected, stolen. Look for an upcourt pass, and Whale stops that one to make up for it. Brown too hard off the glass. Double clutched and rolled it off her fingertips. No good. Ball thrown ahead, and that's, oh, an easy opportunity. Missed right there by Bobby Walden, who put it on. She just didn't know where she was standing, and she blew that one.
You better slow down the pace to keep this game.
At the moment, they're continuing to be bailed out by San Francisco State, but they can't count on San Francisco's mistakes the rest of this game if they plan on winning. Williams is stripped at the free throw line. They're going to call a foul, and it will be an inbound foul. They're going to call it before the shot, even though she looked to be in the motion of shooting. Back into the game, Destiny Nolan will return, and Whale will again sit down. Who appears to have a little bit of a limp on her ankle, so she'll sit down, possibly rolled it on that last play. Destiny Nolan has it top of the key. Brown cross-court to Seltrich. Four players on the perimeter for the Penguins, and only Olivia Williams left in the post. Fromm is pressured, swings it back out.
Yeah, DU's trying to open up the opportunity for Olivia, but San Francisco's playing a zone defense, so it's really hard to do that.
And Olivia Williams receives the ball and shoots. No good, but it's rebounded. And Destiny Nolan will go to the line. Went for the second chance opportunity. Hit a little too hard, too much contact. She'll go to the free throw line for two. 53-52, a slim one-point advantage. Destiny Nolan's going to try and change that at the free throw line. First shot up, and no good. 9 minutes, 27 seconds left in this game. It's going to be a close finish here. Hope you'll stay with us and hope you're enjoying yourselves on this Tuesday night in January. Second free throw is good, and that'll get a two-point advantage. A one-possession game here. There's going to be a few lead changes, I think, before the conclusion of this one. Roscoe's met by Lola Brown coming up court. Ball now controlled by number 12. And she's not listed on either roster tonight. Destiny Nolan, up, no good, too hard. She gets it again, and it's blocked from behind by Grimm. And we've got another stoppage, a whistle. There's going to be a foul. And it's going to be a shooting foul, so Destiny Nolan will again go to the line. She's being very aggressive here, following up the shots of her missed teammates, and it's paying off. Let's see if she can make two more for the Penguins from the line.
Yeah, it seems that this game is definitely coming down to free throws. Let's hope that DU can continue and make most of them.
Seldrich stands in the backcourt in case a fast break. Also, it looks like she's preparing is Leslie Miller in case the free throw is missed. She looks like she was about ready to jet down court in a hurry. She'll inbound to Roscoe. 56-52, the free throw is good this time for Nolan. And a four-point advantage. Let's see if the Penguins can hold on and even add to it. Number 12 drives. She'll pull up for two. It's missed. Rebounded by Grimm. Second chance. She turns around and shoots again, and she's got it. She's a very talented post player. She shot from just about every spot you can think of inside that paint. Turnaround, one hand, and she seems to do it all with ease. A tough matchup in there for Williams or Crocker or whoever is on her at any given time. And the ball's turned over by the Penguins. San Francisco State looking to take down the lead, and it is a tie game.
Penguins are really just forcing the ball right now, not giving their offense a chance to set up.
Crystal May is able to score. Now the Penguins rush another shot. Second chance is rebounded by Williams. Penguins turn the ball over again. The game's turning to a track meet. It's too fast for my lips to catch up with. And that one, another shot put in by, oh my goodness, 30, Leslie Miller. And she continues to torch the Penguins in the fast breaks. Penguins gotta slow this down. This pace is not one that suits the Penguins well.
Penguins definitely not playing well against the zone defense that SSA is running.
Shelton Rich turns over the ball again. Number 12 up court. She's met by Nolan. She takes a shot. Nolan blocks the fast break opportunity. Excellent defense by Nolan to set her feet and get all ball and send that one back the other direction. Waiting to come back into the game now is Sharnay Nelson. This is going to be a reach foul on Lola Brown after that. So, SF State will inbound. Nolan will sit, and Seltonridge also to the bench. So here's Orozco now. From the top of the key, she moves to her left, finds a posting Grimm. Fromm able to defend her well this time, as Grimm looks for a pass off and throws it out of bounds. Penguins ball. So, on the floor for DU at this time, Jennifer Jackson, Olivia Williams, Chardonnay Nelson, Ashley Fromm, and with the ball, Lola Brown. Bringing it up with 7 minutes, 25 to go. Penguins down by 2, 58-56 in favor of San Francisco State. Taking off the warm-ups for the first time is number 15, Chanel Potter, who had a very nice game against Holy Names 2 games ago. Fromm looking to post, throws it with the right hand, she's fouled, she'll go to the line. To the bench, a rare rest for Leslie Miller.
Yeah, coach will probably just give her a little prepping and send her right back in.
Fromm nails the first one, all net. And here comes Janelle Potter to give Lola Brown a rest. Janelle Potter, a forward, the junior, 5'9" out of Bellevue, Washington. She had a very nice game against Holy Names, a key role player in that one, and also had some key minutes and had a nice stat line, I should say, against Pacific Union just the other night. Orozco controls. And she finds Leslie Miller. Number 12 moving to the left. Zone defense from the Penguins here. Ball deflected by Fromm, recovered by Grimm. Grimm way above the three-point line. Oh, a long three from the parking lot taken by Leslie Miller. No good. And ever since the first few minutes, she's not been able to hit jump shots. She's had to score nearly completely on fast break and close opportunities. Williams will put up a shot. No good. Left rim and out. So both key players of the first half have now cooled off significantly as San Francisco State rallies the rebound and goes back the other way. Orozco looks to Grimm at the free throw line. She'll look to post on Fromm. Now kicks out again. Leslie Miller looking for something. No. Missed badly. Rebounded by Williams. Here's Fromm. Finds Nelson. A nice pass by Fromm, but the shot too hard by Nelson. Puts up second chance. No foul called. A lot of contact. Refs must have swallowed their whistles on that possession. Leslie Miller now has it. Finds Orozco. 6 minutes to play, and there's going to be a timeout by San Francisco State. Both coaches probably want a chance to give their team some advice as we're tied at 58.
Yeah, DU switching up with the zone defense compared to the man. Looks like they did a little bit better slowing SF State down. Both teams now playing a zone.
Does appear that the zone is a better match when the Penguins are on defense. So with 5:59, the scores are tied, and the game has stayed close literally from the start. Dominican never able to get more than 7-point advantage. So if you had to highlight a few things, what do you think this game is going to come down to at the end?
Basically, I think this game is going to come down to offensive rebounds and free throws. It was such a tight game, you have to say it's always going to come down to free throws.
And that's probably the case. And a good thing to point out on that stat line is that San Francisco State has already entered the single bonus with 17 fouls. Dominican, only 3 fouls. Both teams going to be slim on timeouts if they have each called their share in this second half. So with 6 minutes to play, the free throws will be key, especially if the Penguins can draw some reach-in fouls and get to the line. Those one-on-one situations could turn out to be huge in the closing of this game.
Yeah, that's definitely a truth. The fouls are really going to play a big deal in the later part of this game.
Potter, Fromm, Crocker, Nelson, and Jackson on the floor for the Penguins and for San Francisco State. Leslie Miller, Crystal Mays, Orozco, and Grimm to round out also on the floor. Farron Lewis for San Francisco State Lady Gators. Orozco points out the play, 12 on the clock. She's looking for Mays. And back to 30. No, now to Orozco, who pulls up and gives to Crystal Mays, who didn't hustle for that one, and the ball goes out of bounds. Surprised Leslie Miller didn't decide to take that shot. She hasn't been hesitant at all in this game. She's a senior from Santa Maria, California, and you can tell that she's been playing in this system for a while. She's doing very well and understands she needs to fast break whenever possible, leaving her teammates to get the rebound. Potter finds Nelson, high post. Jennifer Jackson takes a 3, banks at home. I don't know if she called back or, but she'll take the points for sure. 61-58, 5 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Mays has the ball to Orozco, back to Mays, and she'll take a 3, and she'll make it. So 3-point baskets exchanged by both teams, and this one will be tied at 61 with 5 minutes to play. Jennifer Jackson around her defender, over Grimm. Grimm stops her. She gets the ball back, turns around, and it's travel call. She's just a little out of control. Wasn't sure when she wanted to point up. Perhaps a little bit scared by the much taller defender on that one. So the ball now inbounded by Bobby Walden. Orozco will pull up and take a 3. She's not met by a defender. Nearly good, but off back iron and out. Fromm battles for the rebound. She gives it to Jennifer Jackson, and she's bringing it up now for the Penguins. Game tied, 61 points. It's going to be a close finish here at Collin Recreational Center. We're bringing it to you live. There's a foul on 0-0 by Orozco, and as I mentioned, it's going to be key now because 1-1, the situation, Jennifer Jackson to the free throw stripe.
Yeah, if the refs didn't call that one, I don't see. They need to be fired because it was clearly a loud slap throughout the gym.
Well, LeBron will replace Janelle Potter, who played a few minutes there and played some good defense, not letting Leslie Miller score in that stripe of time. First free throw good, so Jennifer Jackson will step to the line for one more. 4 minutes, 36 seconds left in the contest. Second free throw up, and it's no good. Rebounded by Grimm, and she's been a good job rebounding all night long. Roscoe's double team trapped in the backcourt. That's going to leave a fast break opportunity. Here comes Grimm. Grimm kicks it, and here comes the star player, and she's blocked. This time no good. She's met by the defender, Mary Crocker, but she's fouled and go to the line. Leslie Miller looking to drive all night long, no matter what defender is placed on her. Shooting 2. Down a point. We'll see if she can give SF State back the lead. And let's listen into the crowd on this free throw. And we hear some claps behind us from the SF State fans that have traveled to the North Bay tonight. Also, the cheerleaders trying to get the Dominican fans excited and into this game. Second free throw, also good. Nice form by Leslie Miller. You can tell she's been playing this game for a long time.
Yeah, Jennifer Jackson was down court trying to cherry pick, but no one saw her.
Lola Brown loses the ball, but they're going to say it was last touch by San Francisco.
Yeah, Lola's looking for a foul down there.
Oh, now the referee's discussing it. and they do agree it will be Penguins ball, last touch by the Gators. Lillard Brown's going to trigger here. 1 point deficit, 4 minutes, 15 seconds left to play. Danny Hogger, DHX, Sonny Castro, live. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and thank you for staying with us. No men's action tonight, just women playing, the Lady Penguins, the Lady Gators. And they're giving each other everything they can handle at the moment. It's going to be a close finish here from Conlon. Jackson to Brown. Brown looking for Crocker, but she's denied by Grimm. Grimm using her arms so to deny the post pass. Jennifer Jackson jumps off through the lane and is blocked by Grimm. Grimm doing an excellent job of interior defense tonight. Williams, second chance, falls to the ground, puts the ball up, and 2 points. Another nice effort by Olivia Williams, been doing it all night long for the Penguins. Here comes Walden now. She's chased around by Jennifer Jackson. Looks for Orozco. Trapped in the corner. Finds Orozco now. And she'll slow it down. 17 on the shot clock. She's looking to get to Grimm, but she's denied by Crocker. Those two players really canceling each other out on the inside the last few minutes of this ballgame. Here's a cutting Walden. She drops it off her feet, but they're going to call a push foul. And it's going to stay here.
Yeah, I don't think Olivia was anywhere near that girl.
Yeah, that seems to be a little bit of a bailout. Perhaps the referee seeing how SF State lost the ball and thinking that there must have been contact. Destiny Nolan will replace Sharnay Nelson, who comes back to the bench for well-deserved rest. She's been playing hard in there, and Dominican has been doing a much better job of denying those points in the post. They have to score themselves now. A nice drive by Walden, a reverse layup, flips it up, switches hands. Made that one look easy. That was a very difficult shot. And here comes Jennifer Jackson, finds Olivia Williams underneath, and Olivia Williams throws her body into the middle of the key and puts it in. Very nice usage of the backboard.
There was no defender within 5 feet of Olivia. That was an easy layup.
Very nicely done on that possession by Dominican. Able to identify an open teammate, finds her and gets the two. 66-65, 3 minutes, 13 seconds. This one coming down to the wire. It's going to be a good finish here at the campus of Dominican University of California. So still, no real advantage of either team. It's going to come down to the last few possessions here.
Yeah, and Tim says we seem to have an injured player, Orozco. She kind of limped off the court.
And back in, the starting point guard is number 13, who we identified at halftime as Sandar Hernandez. And that's a huge blow. Orozco has really been in the flow of this game, leading her offense, pushing the ball, and playing excellent defense. So that's a big missing point player. And here comes Hernandez. She loses the ball. Destiny Nolan behind the back dribble. She's now got plenty of room to finish it all the way. Goes down just a little bit at the finish of that play and brings that 2 points to the side of the home team. 68.
Yeah, Destiny Nolan just broke through that pack and laid that layup nice and easy off the backboard.
68-65, 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. They look to get the ball inside to Grimm. And Jennifer Jackson jumped up trying to deny the ball, and they're going to call a foul. I'm not sure where the contact was drawn on that one, but it whistled nonetheless. That'll be the sixth foul of Dominican. One more, and they'll be in the bonus. Penguins now have to be much more careful on defense.
Yeah, I don't see where that foul came from. Seems to me that the refs need to get some glasses out there.
That could be the case. And to the line, the center, Grimm, spaces up. Holds the ball over her head before she shoots. The first one's good, so she'll have one more. C-H-O-L-E is how her first name is spelled. Perhaps it's Chloe in a misprint, but it could be Cole. Cole Grimm is a junior from Redondo Beach, California. She stands 6'2", and has been very key to the success of SF State thus far. A timeout call by Dominican. Coach looking to rally the team here. 2 minutes, 40 seconds with a 3-point lead. Probably looking to slow the offense down and make sure the shots they get are quality, and while on the other end of the floor, looking to deny the easy opportunities that the Lady Gators have gotten for a majority of this ballgame.
Yeah, this game has definitely been a slow-paced game. There really hasn't been too much intensity on either side, so both teams better really take their time to make sure that nothing gets out of hand here and that the momentum doesn't swing either way. Penguins, of course, really want to take this game into their hands because they came off a 3-game losing streak and finally won a game. They really want to keep the ball rolling.
And after the last game, a 68-point blowout, perhaps the Penguins a little nonchalant here on the court tonight against the Gators. So let's see if they can stay in the pace of the offense and not turn the ball over here in the closing 2:40.
Yeah, no matter how big of a win you have the night before, you always want to come in real strong, especially against a D2 team.
Absolutely. And without buzzer, the player should be re-entering the court very shortly. And 1-2-3 team is the team huddles up and re-enters the floor. It's Crocker, Nolan, Jackson, Brown, and Williams on the floor. So good scoring lineup. Let's see what they can do. Second free throw is going to be taken by Grimm. She can make it a one-point game if she can make this shot. She looks at the basket, releases, and it's good. So it's a one-point contest, 68-67.
Yeah, like I said, this game's definitely going to come down to free throws.
And here comes Lola Brown. Orozco's back in, so apparently the injury or the contact that she took, not bad enough to keep her out of the conclusion of this one. It's going to be a good one here. Here comes Destiny Nolan. They look for Williams in the middle, but she's denied on both sides. Nice identification by SF State to deny that one, and the ball's turned over. Another turnover forced by the pressure defense of the Lady Gators.
Yeah, that was a triple team on Williams I just had.
Orozco now surveys the floor, has the ball over her head. Leslie Miller's going to take it. Right side, right around Lola Brown. She's fouled, shot's up, no good. Leslie Brown, that's just too easy. She walked right around Lola Brown. I'm not sure. Leslie Miller, that would be.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they called Lola from the back.
And that's tough. She got beat by her man and had to force the foul there to try and deny the basket. So she'll give her two in exchange.
Yeah, it looks like she tried to stop herself, but she tripped over someone's feet and ended up hitting Leslie in the back.
This year, Leslie Miller averages 8 points a game, 3.2 rebounds. Another key player who has not shown up in the second half as of yet is Farron Lewis, and she averages 7 points a game and 4 rebounds. So Leslie Miller, second shot here, is no good. Rebounded by Williams. It's 68-68. The score is tied. 2 minutes to play here at Conlin Recreational Center. We're with you here tonight live for the conclusion of this one. Should be good. Here's Lola Brown. She's open. She decides not to shoot. Finds Williams. Inside. Oh, and the ball's touched by the defender, Grimm, but the ball still had enough in it to get over that rim and in. 70-68. 1 minute, 32 seconds here. Both benches coming alive now. Realizing the importance of this one. Orozco finds the lane. She cuts inside. Doesn't get a good look at the basket, but it doesn't matter because she's fouled. She draws it, and she'll have a chance to tie this game up with 1:25 left to play.
Yeah, Olivia was definitely straight up on that. I don't see how the ref could have called that a block. Straight up and down.
First free throw by Orozco. It's no good. It rolled around the rim, but did not fall in. And Orozco receives the ball from the official, takes it back behind her head, dribbles now, shot up, and it's in. So it's a one-point game. She missed the first one. Ball stolen. Saved out of bounds, however. And it's going to remain Penguins ball. Williams is going to inbound. Full shot clock. Here comes Jennifer Jackson. They're in the backcourt now, being highly pressured. Finds Williams. The pass almost deflected again out of bounds. San Francisco State has lost a touch. Penguins really forcing the issue here, looking for passes where they're really not available. The pressure's making them work a little bit harder on offense. So now from the Penguin baseline is the inbound pass. Jennifer Jackson will hold it. 1 minute, 12 seconds left in this one.
Yeah, Penguins need at least 2 more points underneath them to make a little bit of a cushion.
Nolan holds down. Orozco is defending. Unable to get by her defender, she passes to Lola Brown. Inbound to Olivia Williams. She pulls up with a right-hander from just outside the lane. A difficult shot because Grimm was right in her face, but she floats it up over the head. 3-point lead for the Penguins, 72-69.
Yeah, crowd is definitely coming alive now.
And 49 seconds. Ball deflected out of bounds. San Francisco State has it. Leslie Miller will be the trigger. And she finds Mays. Orozco has it. 20 seconds. She surveys. Looking to get around Lola Brown. Looking to get around Jennifer Jackson. Can't do it. ball into Grimm. Grimm, 2 points, no good. Almost in and out. No rebound from the Penguins. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay SF State ball because Dominican received the ball on the last jump ball call.
DU really has got to fight for those rebounds. They're just getting outmoved down there.
Every second critical now. The ball's inbounded by Miller. Orozco has it. Full shot clock. Difference 3 seconds. 30 seconds left on the game clock. Oh, and they find Grimm for two. And now a timeout is taken by San Francisco State. With that shot, they're only down by one. 27.4 left. This one's going to come down to the last possession. It's going to be a close finish.
Yeah, it seemed that most of the girls were picking up the defense, but as the handoff came, someone let the Alligator girls get right behind them. So just the easy layup for San Francisco State.
And those points you're just giving away. And in this kind of a situation, every second is going to be critical now. Now, the question is, what will the Dominican Penguins look to do on this offensive set? Will SF State look to intentionally foul? If they do, it'll be the 10th foul. Both teams have 19 fouls now, so either team fouling will result in two free throws, not the 1-1, will be in the double penalty. So I think what we'll see here is SF State trying to play straight up and deny the Penguins, looking for a steal if they can, but probably don't want to foul in this situation. And the Penguins, on the opposite hand, will probably try and hold the ball for as long as possible and take the last shot, or if possible, just hold the ball. However, with the shot clock being 30 seconds, they can hold for the remainder of the clock, so after a few seconds, you might see the foul call because SF State may be out of options.
Yeah, I really think SF State, their only chance, well, DU definitely has to hold on to the ball as is, but SF State to get the ball back and to give them the opportunity to score, they definitely need to play tight defense, and they're going to have to foul.
The priority here to try and get the ball as soon as they can. Ball's going to be inbounded by Dominican, who's going to need to take it the full length of the court.
SF State going to make it impossible for DU to inbound right now.
Nolan inbounds the Whale. Whale's met by Orozco. She doesn't foul. Whale's got it in the backcourt. They've got to get the ball up court now. There's pressure. Off. And now the foul is committed by number 23. That's Walden. And that's going to send Chelsea Whale, to the free throw line with 21.4 left on the game clock. She'll shoot two free throws with 21 seconds left on the clock. And every free throw so important. And it'll be Destiny Nolan to the line now, not Chelsea Whale. Listen to the crowd's reaction. And she'll shoot one more. As Lola Brown re-enters, Chelsea Whale will sit. And Charlene Nelson also going to be coming back in to rebound in case the second free throw is missed. Crocker will sit.
Yeah, that was a very, very important basket she just made.
So a two-point lead. A chance to make it three. Again, let's listen for the crowd's reaction. Oh, and the free throw is missed. And here come SF State in a hurry. Orozco's bringing it up court. She's met by Jennifer Jackson. She dribbles around. 2 points. And they're going to call timeout again. So once they reach half court, the timeout called by Coach Wallace. 2 point difference. 73-71. 14.3 left on the clock.
Yeah, Jennifer Jackson doing a great job playing straight up defense. She definitely left her hands out of it and played all defense with her feet just like you're supposed to.
And both coaches in the huddle now. Players listening very intently to what their mentors have to offer them. 14 seconds left. SF State's going to control the ball now. With the two-point basket, they can tie it, or with the three-pointer, they can possibly try to go for the win. Probably at this point, just try and get anything inside, because that's where you've been getting easy points all game. However, they may look to Leslie Miller. Although she has gone cold from the arc, she may be able to penetrate. Depending on the defensive pressure.
Yeah, I'd say Leslie Miller or Crystal Mays, they seem to be doing the best right now.
And I think the coach is going to draw something up. As much as I think the ball will be given to Leslie Miller to try and isolate, I think we're going to see Chloe Grimm in the post. I think she's going to be the one to get the ball and try and get a shot over. I think Charnay Nelson will probably be guarding her, as they all are the tallest girls on the floor, and that is the case. Nelson's going to do her best to deny Grimm the ball, and I think they're going to try and get it to Grimm. Let's see what happens. So as Leslie Miller looks to inbound, she's got to Orozco, and a foul call. Lola Brown, that's not what the Penguins wanted in that situation. She tried to steal the ball from the inbound, but she reached in. She's going to get called for it. It's going to be two free throws for Orozco. Well, that changes the pace of this game and that possession. Quayle's going to re-enter the game in just a moment.
Yeah, that's Lola's fifth, so she's out of the game.
And that's a shame. She'll sit down. Chelsea Whale's going to finish out this ball game for DU.
Yeah, that's not what Dominican wanted to see.
And here's a Roskill. First free throw. It's good. There's going to be a lot of pressure on this one. This is just how you got to do it in practice. You got to zone out the noise here in the igloo. Shot is up. It's good. High game at 73 with 13.4 left. A 20-second timeout is taken again by SF State, and they should be out of timeouts at the moment. What do you think, Sonny? What do you do here if you're Coach Mitchell of the Penguins?
Basically, DU just really has, they've got to control the ball. Once they get it back, they've just really got to take their time, bring it up the court. You don't want to rush it because you don't want to give the other team the opportunity to come back and score. So if I were DU right now, I'd be looking to go for overtime. Of course, you want to move, you know, you have to move the ball up court and you're looking for a shot, but it's just, it's so hard. You don't want to give the other team opportunities.
The Penguins definitely don't want to give the ball back. They want to have one last look at this game. So you look to key players, and at the moment, no single Dominican player has the hot hand. However, Olivia Williams had a pretty solid first half. They might look inside, but I think they'll take whatever the defense gives to them in this case. Penguins will have to go the full length of the court, 14.3 on the clock. Shot clock no longer a factor in this ballgame. Olivia Williams will be the inbounder, and she'll see who she can get the ball into. Chardonnay is going to move up for help, and she'll receive the ball. Ball's tipped. Chardonnay Nelson has the ball. 11 seconds picking off. Olivia Williams across that court. Ball's on the floor. Olivia Williams has it. Recovers. Throws to the wrong team. Orozco has the ball. Up ahead. 23 to Walden. Walden to number 30. Oh, she's fouled. Oh, no. 1.4 seconds left. That's awful. Leslie Miller is going to go to the free throw line with a chance to win. All she needs is a free throw. Oh, and how this game has changed a moment ago from being able to hold the ball for overtime to being a desperate situation where you have to hope for a miracle here in the igloo.
That is not what DU wanted to see. The crowd getting a little crazy here, trying to make some noise.
And let's listen to this crowd trying to fake out the shot. And the first shot is missed. And that's clearly the loudest DU has been all game. Some of the fans on their feet, they're cheering loud here. The second free throw is going to be on the way.
Crowd really coming alive now.
And the star player is certainly feeling what comes along with that role right now. Let's listen to the crowd. Oh, and she made the second free throw. 1.4 on the clock. They're going to have to inbound. Oh, a bullet pass up court. It's deflected by Grimm. 0.3 seconds. I think there should be a few more tenths of a second they should add to that clock.
Yeah, that should be about 1 second. There should be at least 1 second on the clock, not 0.3.
That definitely should
they're
be the case.
They're fixing it. Yeah, they're fixing it right now.
And here comes the adjustment to the clock. As the ball was deflected at half court, Destiny Nolan's going to trigger from the half court line right in front of the field we broadcast from. 1 second left is put on the clock. Penguin timeout, and we're going to see an attempt at a final look at the basket here.
You know, whether or not DU makes the basket or even gets a shot, there could be a foul called. Of course, SF State is really going to try their hardest not to make any fouls and to keep their hands out of it, but there's definitely a high possibility of being a foul call with no seconds left.
And at this point in the ball game, it'll be very key for the officials to watch what's going on, and also the Penguins don't really have time to dribble. You might be able to get one dribble on the shot, but most of all, it's going to be a catch-and-shoot opportunity. So what I think Coach Mitchell's going to want is someone curling to the basket, looking for the ball. All four members got to be aware of the ball that's coming. Maybe a cross-court pass to set up for a shot, and hopefully they get a shot off. In this case, 1 second, not a lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time, too, though. People get sloppy on defense. Not so much sloppy, but they get desperate, not wanting to lose, so SF could make a mistake out here, and that's what DU's definitely hoping for.
Here's Destiny Nolan, SF's coach telling his players to be on their toes. One full timeout left on the clock, 1 second. One full timeout left for the Penguins. They're not going to take it. Destiny Nolan giving the ball. Looking for something. Williams open in the middle. She takes a shot. She misses it from 4 feet. Oh! She missed the shot, and I'm falling out of my chair here. Oh, no. Olivia Williams was wide open and had a look to end that ball game, and it went off the rim, and that is, oh, that's a heartbreaking loss for the Penguins, who had a great look at that game. Could have made it so close, no good.
Yeah, Olivia Williams just wide open in the key. Nobody around in the entire key. She just rushed it just a little bit, got a little bit you know, just forgets that the 1 second doesn't start until it touches her hand. So she tried to jump it up in the air instead of taking her time coming back down, setting her feet. She would have had enough time and probably could have easily made that shot.
And that's a heartbreaking finish to such a close game as the players meet and give each other a line of high fives down the floor. And Olivia Williams, I'm sure, wishes she could have that one back. She was wide open, SF State. It clearly lapsed in their defense and was unable to make the shot. A close game here. It comes down to a final shot missed. But a very close game. Dominican played it the whole way through, made a few mistakes, but kept it close the whole game and unable to win. The final score, 74-73, San Francisco State over Dominican. So we want to thank you, Danny Hogger, Sonny Castro, for joining us tonight on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be back for the next contest, and we'll hope you'll be with us. Thanks for being with us tonight. Have a great evening and a great rest of the week. Radio.dominican.edu, Danny Hogger, Sonny Castro, signing off. And thanks for being with us tonight.